Good morning, fellow talk audio. This is Allie, and for some strange reason, I am awake right now. Yeah, I am not apparently a fan of sleep. Sleep and I have been at odds for months. So I thought what better way to make use of my horrendous sleepy voice than to talk to you lovely people. So, usually I would just, you know, sit and ramble, and oh my god, my computer just fell over. I'm keeping this in there. Usually I would, you know, just ramble on about anything and everything because my brain can't seem to settle on just one idea ever. It wants to talk about everything. But I actually have a particular topic that I want to talk about, which rarely ever happens, so we're just gonna, you know, take it and run with it, you know? So today's topic is, I guess it's relationships to a degree, because, let me set the scene why I brought this topic. I have an IRC channel that I talk on all the time, and one of the moderators was talking about how, one girl was talking about how she's meeting someone that she's basically known and loved for like 10 years finally, you know, we're all excited for her, that's so awesome, you know, and then one of the moderators came up and was saying, you know, talking about different people that, you know, have been interested in her and things like that. And apparently I had a what I call a Sage Alley moment. And, you know, I was sitting there listening to her and I was just like, one of the most important things, you know, is it's all about timing in relationships, I feel like. And I made the analogy that relationships, whether they be, you know, romantic, non-romantic, anything really, is kind of similar to gardening. And at first I got some of the probably weirdest, like, what? I don't get it. So when I went on to explain, it kind of made more sense because, there's a couple of reasons why I say that it's similar to gardening. First, it takes time for it to actually, you know, grow its roots before it can really start to develop and grow into whatever its final product may be. And a lot of times some people want things that are, you know, quick, fast, or even they just find somebody and off the bat they just hit it off. I mean, kudos to them. I mean, sometimes with some people it takes a much shorter span of time, some people it takes even longer. You know, for each person it's different. But my second point with that is also that in order to, I feel, again, this is my personal opinion, this is, you can disagree if you'd like, but my second point is that in order to have, you know, I feel the best relationship that you can with someone, you have to have a strong, good foundation. Because without that, the plant can't thrive, it can't settle its roots, it can't do anything. It all starts with the foundation. Again, you can call me crazy, but I feel like you have to start from the bottom up, making sure that, you know, before, I guess, you even plant the seed, whatever it may be, before things really start to, I guess, kick off, you have to start there. You can't just be like, hi, I'm instantly whatever we're gonna be, because I've seen it where, you know, sometimes, you know, it works. There are those one-offs. But then there are those times where literally it just wilts, crumples, because there's nothing stable holding it together. And it was weird because, on the rare occasion, I have pretty good advice and analogies and stuff, but I guess that's one of those I've been thinking about the topic off and on for so long. It's just like, you know, this makes sense. I mean, I think we've all been through breakups and things that don't last, and we just sit there and we, you know, beat ourselves up about what worked, what didn't work, you know, was it me, was it just the circumstances and things like that. And I mean, there's always, you know, 1,000 different variables, and, you know, that could cause anything just about, but I don't know, it was one of those, the situation brought that up in my mind, and I thought I'd talk about it with Pillow Talk audience, see what you guys thought about the topic. So if anybody manages to listen to my shenanigans, let me know what you guys think. Like I said, I'm pretty sure that I'm just crazy. It's entirely possible. I mean, I definitely have not always been successful in the relationship department. So it's just one of those, it made me think, you know, and kind of go off on this tangent. And actually, I have a question now that I think about it, because I actually posed the same question to the group. Would, I guess, people prefer, I guess, how, you know, how some relationships, they start off so, like, intense, bright, just this initial, just wham, intensity at the beginning. And then, you know, kind of slowly dies off, you know, almost goes into like a slow burn. Or would people prefer, you know, a relationship where it's kind of always been just that, you know, slow, steady, you know, intimate burn, almost, for lack of a better word, where, I mean, you have your peaks, but it's always been, you know, pretty steady. There wasn't that, you know, oh my god, all the emotions in the world, and then it just dies down. I guess. I don't know if that makes any sense. I feel like my brain is all mush because I haven't really been sleeping. I hope that you can decipher through my craziness. If not, I can totally, re-record something that actually sounds semi-coherent just for you guys. Alrighty, well, I have to go try to do my hair and look like a normal person. Apparently I broke my cable box. So, well, people are coming over to the house. Fantastic! Alright, I hope you guys have a fantastic Monday. No case of the Monday, guys. That's not allowed. Doc Alley does not allow case of the Monday, so I will show up at your house with cookies and hugs and be like, no, no more Monday blues, because I said so. Or I'll just start singing blues to you, because I don't know, I like singing blues. I have a bluesy voice, apparently, but that's not the point. Alrighty, have a good day, guys. This is Allie signing out.